It's time for Jody Jenkins, the Golf Guy, on the Golf Radio Network.
Jody Jenkins, the Golf Guy, all part of the Golf Radio Network, and we thank you once again for locking into the program. Don't forget to check out our website, jjthegolfguy.com, your number one hotspot to find out places to play in Canada and also North America. As well, we've got power tips on what you should be doing on the course and tidbits, little interesting facts about the game of golf that you might not have been aware of. JJTheGolfGuy.com, proudly brought to you by OSM Networks. Our guest today is a man that I have a lot of respect for. We welcome John Bevere. He is, well, you know what, John, first of all, thanks for joining us.
Jody, it's a pleasure.
And I want
you to like your program.
Yeah, I want you to tell us a little bit about what it is you do, because I might not be able to do it justice. And then we will get into your passion for golf and some of the stuff you've done and some of the places you've played.
Well, Jerry, Lisa, and I, we founded Messenger International about 18 years ago. And since then, I've written 13 books. She's written 7. My books are in the millions. They're in 47 languages. Our television program is in 217 nations of the world, and we have a staff of 52 people here in Colorado Springs, staff of 6 people down in Sydney, Australia, and then we have a couple in United Kingdom. And what we do is we go all over the world and speak in conferences and churches and tell people about Jesus Christ, tell his delivering power, his saving power. We'll focus a lot on women's issues for Lisa. I'll focus a lot on reverence, honor, being free from offense, guilt, shame, etc.
And John, I know as the show moves on, we will certainly tie into your golf passion, but tell us a little bit about your humble beginnings. I don't want to spend too much time on it because we do want to move on to golf, but tell us a little bit about how you were brought to where you are.
Well, you know, I was in college. I played varsity tennis at Purdue University. And one of my fraternity brothers came up to my room, and I always had such respect for him because he was a phenomenal athlete. He was like all-state football, all-state baseball, and all-conference basketball in Indiana, which is really saying something. And always at the parties, you know, we would just be getting plastered, and he'd come down and have a 7-up, and all the really pretty girls would surround him because he was a very, very popular guy. And I always noticed his character was just amazing. Well, he came to my room, and I'll never forget, you know, I was a very religious guy. I went to Catholic church every Sunday. I'd have my tennis coach bring me. I'd go sometimes with hangovers. Other times I'd go to midnight mass right in the middle of a party and go back to the party, so I would have to go back drunk. So I was a very religious guy. And he came to my room, and he looked at me, and he said, can you tell me about the President of the United States? I said, sure, absolutely. And I said his name, his wife's name, his former occupation, what he did before he was president, stuff like that. And he said, well, that's good. He said, do you know about Jesus? I said, oh, sure I do. I said, he was born of a virgin. He died on a cross. He had 12 apostles. And he said, that's good. He said, do you know the President of the United States like you know your mother? And I said, no. He said, what's the difference? I said, well, I mean, I know my mom. I've never met the president. He said, so you know about the president, but you never met him. You don't know him personally. I said, exactly. Yeah, that's right. He said, do you know Jesus Christ like you know your mother? And I sat there and looked at him, and just I realized all of a sudden I knew about Jesus, but I didn't know him personally. And that's when God began to show me. Right then I gave my life, my heart, to the lordship of Jesus, became born again, and that's how God began to show me. I didn't die on the cross for you to become religious. I came so you could have a personal relationship with me. And so that really spawned the real focus of our ministry. If you want to put a real focus on what we do, the two things that we really focus on are intimacy with God and capturing the eternal perspective. And so from there, the Lord just led me one step after another. I became an associate pastor in a church, and eventually we birthed this ministry. So that's where we came from.
John Bevere, our guest on Jody Jenkins, the Golf Guy, and we thank him for his time this morning, and we are looking forward to so much more. John, we're going to take a quick commercial break. If you could just hold on. When we return, we will get into John's interest, his passion, his desire to play golf, and a lot of it. It's all coming up. Jody Jenkins, the Golf Guy, on the Golf Radio Network. Take a listen to this line from MicroAge President Tom Fleming. When you deal with MicroAge, we take all the worry and problems out of your computer systems.
Isn't that a relief? I mean, let's be honest. Sometimes dealing with computers can be frustrating work. But not when you put it in the hands of MicroH. They cover it all, from computer sales to IT consulting, right through to project management. Their approach is to deal with you and meet your exact needs. They want you to succeed, and they will use their energy and talent to make sure you get there. MicroH has been in business since 1984, specializing in bringing IT solutions to the business community with the best and accredited professionals in the region. MicroH in Belleville and Kingston. Computer solutions have never been so clear.
Golf season is back, and Poplars is gearing up
for
another great year. It's
2-1
Golf Fridays at Poplars Golf Club. Every Friday, play two games
for
the price of one. Poplars Golf Club in Tweed. Full details, click on poplarsgolfclub.com.
Brent has a hard time with anything that isn't sports.
What's the score? I can't tell who's winning.
Brent! It's Shakespeare in the Park. Nobody wins.
You got that right.
That's why Brent likes it at Boston Pizza. Because he can relax, watch whatever game, and always get exactly what's going on. Unlike some other places.
Offside! Totally offside!
The word is objection, Mr. Hawes.
Right, objection. What'd I say?
Boston Pizza. You're among friends.
To you, class and style are more than just words. You dress to a T, pick the finest restaurants, and always walk with confidence. That's why you golf at Trillium Wood. You don't cut corners, and neither do they. Trillium Wood, Highway 37 north of Belleville. Visit TrilliumWood.com.